This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, a grieving family has started a GoFundMe to cover funeral expenses for a man who was shot and killed over the weekend in Pilsen. The story from WBBM's Sarah Herrera.
24-year-old Bibiano Ruano was a rap artist.
Let's do this.
And a host for the company Now That's TV, known as BB the King Online.
I'm from the hood. Look, I come from Chicago. Okay, this is who I am.
Police say two gunmen ambushed Ruano along 18th Street near Loomis just after 8:15 p.m., firing shots at his head and knee before fleeing. Ruano died at the hospital. Now That's TV memorialized him, saying he was a breath of fresh air at the company. No arrests have been made. Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Opening statements are slated to start today in the trial of Robert Cremo III, the man suspected of opening fire on the Highland Park 4th of July parade in 2022. Cremo is charged with 21 counts of first-degree murder, 3 counts for each person killed, along with dozens of attempted murder charges. The trial is expected to last about a month, with testimony from survivors of the attack and police. Our Nancy Hardy will be at the courtroom and will provide reports throughout the day.
Authorities in the north suburbs are about to launch a new chapter in their investigation of the death of a Waukegan woman who was found on a hospital rooftop more than a month ago. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the update.
Cisco 28-year-old Chelsea Adolphus died after she was found on the roof of Vista Medical Center in Waukegan on the morning of January 23rd in sub-freezing temperatures. Now, the coroner's office initially listed her cause of death as hypothermia, but has now scheduled a jury inquest to determine if there was any foul play. The family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the hospital for what they call the, quote, horrifying negligence that led to Chelsea's death. The inquest is scheduled for April 10th at the Lake County Courthouse in Waukegan. Reporting live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Lake Forest College student has been charged with assaulting another student inside a campus dorm room late last week. 23-year-old Esmeralda Ramirez was at a group study session at Deerpath Dormitory Rooms with Luca Vulpescu, a student and tutor at Lake Forest College. Ramirez was trying to speak to another student when she says Vulpescu started groping her and then put a knife to her throat demanding sex. At a press conference yesterday, Ramirez said not enough was done by the university.
No, I don't think it was sufficient. No. He was going to kill me. I wasn't going to be here. I got extremely lucky.
Vulpescu was in court this weekend and has been released with several conditions, including no contact with Ramirez. He's been banned from the school's campus and is due back in court later this month.
Riders on some CTA bus routes soon will not have to wait as long if they miss their ride. Later this month, the agency will start scheduling buses to run at least every 10 minutes during the day along 20 key routes. The first phase of the rollout will include 8 routes on the south side, including those on 79th Street, 47th Street, Cicero, and a portion of Michigan Avenue on the far south side.
A famed entertainment PR specialist who ran a legendary agency in Chicago for more than 50 years has died.
Broadway in Chicago described Margie Korshak as a legend in her own time and a trailblazing force in Chicago's public relations industry. President and CEO Lou Risen says Korshak was a brilliant strategist and champion of the theatrical production company who helped pave the way for women, Chicago, and Broadway. For more than 5 decades, she was the publicist to the stars who supported theater throughout the city. Longtime friend Eileen Licario remembers Korshak as a person who lived by the lessons she shared. One was, if you don't ask, you'll never get anything. Korshak was 86 years old. Baron Black, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Illinois is celebrating Pulaski Day today.
In 1977, the state designated the first Monday in March in Illinois as Kazimierz Pulaski Day, honoring the Polish-born cavalry officer killed in the Revolutionary War. State Treasurer Michael Frerichs paid tribute to the war hero in a celebration last year at the Polish Museum of America.
Kazimierz Pulaski was a hero of two nations. He fought for his own nation in Poland, and he came here to fight on behalf of our freedom and liberty here in America.
All Chicago and Cook County buildings are closed for the holiday. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A new report by the Anti-Defamation League looks at anti-Semitism on college campuses and assigns them a grade. Overall, schools across the country improved on their scores from previous years, but a number of schools in the Chicago area did receive poor marks. Northwestern and the University of Chicago both received a D, but that is up from an F in 2024. Meanwhile, DePaul and UIC received Fs, but they were not evaluated last year. The University of Illinois maintained its C rating from 2024.
Some Illinois congressmen want to strengthen the federal Pell Grant program.
Sean Kasten, along with Susie Lee of Nevada on Sunday, reintroduced legislation indexing the Pell Grant to inflation. Kasten says the grants for college students, quote, cannot be sustained if the value of these grants continues to diminish as costs rise. The Pell Grant Sustainability Act is co-sponsored by 24 members of Congress, including Illinois Representatives Raja Krishnamoorthy, Chuy Garcia, and Jonathan Jackson. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports, here's Josh List.
Hi, good morning. He may have played his last game with the Bulls. Ayo Dosunmu out the rest of this season. He needs shoulder surgery. Not part of yesterday's loss to the Pacers, 127-112. Nikola Vucevic out with a calf injury. He's missed four games. The Bulls have dropped 8-10. Kobe White, 26 in the loss, 18 apiece for Josh Giddey and Matis Bezelis. The Bulls rebooted a midday practice, host the Cavaliers tomorrow night, 50-10 Cleveland, an overtime winner over Portland with 30 from DeAndre Hunter. Defending champion Boston takes down Denver at home, 110-103, with 22 from Jaylen Brown and a huge last-minute floater from Derek White. Illinois bombs Michigan by 20, 93-73 for two straight wins. The Illini, big second half, get 19-11 from Trey White and are seventh in the Big Ten at 11-8 with Purdue in Champaign Friday in their Big Ten finale. UIC gets the number 6 seed in the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament in the game with Valparaiso again Thursday night at 8:30 in St. Louis. An Arch Madness Conference Tournament for the Flames, who just beat Valpo yesterday to finish the regular season 77-73. Northwestern's got UCLA at home, tip at 8 in Evanston tonight. Prominent Report says Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred is considering ending Pete Rose's ban from baseball, reviewing a petition filed January 8th by Rose's family to have the all-time hits leader removed from the ineligible list. Rose died last September at age 83. Josh List, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A group of local scientists want Chicagoans to know what exactly is in their tap water.
The Environmental Working Group has released its 2025 tap water database, which takes a deep dive into what's in Chicago's drinking water. Sydney Evans is a senior science analyst for Environmental Working Group.
All of that latest data is displayed in a way that is understandable and accessible and specifically shows the difference between what is legal and what is safe for people in the United States and in Chicago.
Test results show 13 contaminants in Chicago water that are above the group's health-based guidelines. But Tasha Stoiber, senior scientist for Environmental Working Group, says that doesn't mean our water is dangerous.
Yes, Lake Michigan is a great drinking water source for Chicago, but we can always take a closer look at our drinking water and figure out how we can make it better.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
A motorcycle detailing and repair shop in far west Kings, Illinois, plans to close after a racial slur was found spray-painted on their building. Clearly, Customs Motorcycle Service made the announcement on their Facebook page yesterday. The post was met with supportive comments from the community. The shop posted a follow-up later in the day to say this isn't the first time a threat has been made against them. The incident remains under investigation.
Security is expected to be tied around the Lake County Courthouse in Waukegan this morning, where opening statements will be presented at the trial of the accused Highland Park parade shooter. WBBM's Nancy Hardy reports.
Almost all of the people wounded in the 2022 parade are expected to testify during the trial. The Lake County State's Attorney moved last week to dismiss 48 charges of aggravated battery with a firearm against Robert Cremo III, but did not explain why. The 24-year-old still faces 69 counts of murder for the deaths of seven people and attempted murder charges. He has not appeared at several of his hearings, including last week when he skipped parts of jury selection. Cremo appeared in a dark suit the first day, not wearing handcuffs, as he has throughout this process. Judge Victoria Rossetti has repeatedly warned him the trial will move ahead whether he's there or not. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Nancy will be at the courtroom and providing reports throughout the day.
Two people are dead after a car crashed into a house and caught fire in southwest suburban Woodridge last night. CBS News Chicago reporter Asal Razai says it happened around 9 last night.
The house here badly damaged. This is in a neighborhood off of Janes Avenue and Kildare Street. There's lots of debris from trees on the street this morning and the damage on the house here.
The two people inside the vehicle, a Tesla, were killed. The homeowner was not injured.
The Bears' continued push for a lakefront stadium comes alongside a report of meaningful explorations back in Arlington Heights.
The Chicago Bears have restarted their development studies for the Arlington Park property following the resolution of a two-year tax dispute with local school districts. The Daily Herald says the team's consultants are now once again investigating the potential economic and traffic impacts of relocating to Arlington Heights, with full reports ready to hand over to consultants for review in the coming days. Arlington Heights Mayor Tom Hayes expressed encouragement about the renewed progress, though the Bears president, Kevin Warren, says the team is maintaining its focus on a proposed $3.2 billion dome stadium along Chicago's lakefront. Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.